Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, Genevieve, and welcome to the episode of Talk About God's Word, taking something clear and transparent. How are you today? I trust your day is going well. I just pray that you're in good health. Good health, good friend of mine doing this current crisis that we have in our country. Today I'm going to share two verses from the book of Psalms. Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14, Psalm 72 and 14. For you created my innermost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that so well. This is David giving praise to God. I just read this from the New International thing. From the Rule of God's Sinners, it says, for it was you who formed my innermost part. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. Think of that for a moment. We are all fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, however, created us who we are. Some of, some are black, some are white, Chinese, Asian, indigenous. Some of us are straight, gay, lesbian, trans, queer. Anyway, we're all made in the image of God. And as said multiple times, God was saved. Now, I went back to Genesis, very first chapter, go to verse 27. So God created humankind in the image of God. He said, male and female he created. Take a note of the last male and female he created. Okay, it says nothing about how a person should look, how a person should behave. No, it says nothing about what's proper, what man is supposed to do, what I'm supposed to do. There's nothing about that. Now, however God created us, whatever in the spirit is, that's the business. When you're a person, we experience all the discrimination. And all the dogs from society. But I also have to be pushed out that and ask questions in my life almost 6 years ago. And God knew that we knew the time now from this step. He also knew that I was still all my life. I didn't manifest that till many years later. And that's timing again. God's timetable is not our timetable. Our timetable and God's timetable is just totally different. And who's someone to say that we shouldn't live
which was supposed to be a gift. Not anyone. Anyone who finds the equation kind of focuses someone of a different race or gender or sexuality as less than or idiot, because I think they're supposed to be examined his own Christianity. So is it about parents? No. It's about a relationship with God. It is about, you know, how you fit into a group. No, it's about a relationship with God. Remember, Jesus never fit into a group. You know, Jesus said it's all different. You know, one thing I'm very thankful for is the fact that I was, when I came out of friends, I finally got to know people that most likely I would have never met. But you have to understand that they need in Christ too. So everyone needs Christ, not as a gift for whatever gender you are, sexuality you are, whatever race you are, everybody needs Christ. You know, and I pray that every Lord person comes to Christ, will come to Christ. But he's not who they are. If he's an accepted everybody as you are, he's not where they are. Now, he didn't say you had to do this, he said you had to do that. No, he accepted where they are. Now, well, God made it, you know, he all made it, and it's God. Okay, I was just made out of the same. As I mentioned in some past episodes, each person's journey is different. And I don't understand it, because it's our journey. People can walk beside us, they can give us encouragement, pray for us. But in the end, we still have to walk that journey by ourselves. If God is with us, we still have to walk that journey. No one can do it for us. And God created us as He wanted us to want. That we give glory to God. How, whatever it is we did, He made us. No one has a right. No one has the right to put anybody down because of this. No one, you know what? We have feelings. So we, you know, we did, or what I like to say, we believe. So I'm pushing this also clear. I plan. I know I heard. I pray I need God's help. But every person has got help. Now, however many that, you know, whatever, and if God made us, praise Him, praise God. Now we go through and we'll be correction, God will help us. But, you know, thank God for our parents, you know, who raise us, train us the right way. You know, so that we can give in this world, be able to live in this world. And for, I always say that, you know, when the parents find out their children may be different from, or they may be different sexuality or gender identity, the best thing a parent should do is support their child. There's going to be a lot of understanding. So, the Christian, you understand that child's based on God. It may be different. No, I'm reminded of the fact that, you know, our children aren't clones of who we are. Each child is different. They have their own personality, know, their own thoughts, their own ideas, their own abilities, their own sense of identity. And we need to encourage them to be who they are, to accept it and confirm who they are and who they are. And they need to be encouraged to accept them. We got to remember, you know, remaining in the set. Now, of course, it may be different. Okay, they have to learn more about them, you know, by just kind of understand. But being a parent is like that. The child is different from God's parenting. Just like our Harry knows, God knows about each single one of us. He knows what we need, when we need it. And how we can best glorify God. It isn't always going to be easy. You know, folks may not understand. I understand that. That's okay. Maybe we didn't understand Jesus. Even if until Jesus was raised from the dead, the apostles never really understood what Jesus was really about. So, I would advise you that, so you're not a mistake, God says that you're supposed to. And nobody can take that away. Nobody can say that you're less than. You have to say that, but you're not less than. You know, you're not any less than anybody else. Some people who've done some of the wonderful work of society have been outside the box. And some have stepped outside, you know, they're going to be ridiculed, they're going to be laughed at, put down, but they were willing to do that. Jesus was ridiculed, you know, he was ridiculed in his first two, he put down, he was ignored, and yet there was a greater purpose. And that purpose is still on the book today. Many people still come to Christ. Why? To the one man who was willing to sacrifice everything for all. The one thing I said about when I was not a friend, I was going to live my life open. And I kept that. And you'll remember that you are in God's image, that you keep getting a different thing. They don't see me only that's not who you are, who you're sexuality, different things, you know what I'm saying? Or where you come from, place, God's created you as you are, that's something more than faith. Pray. Just thank Him. Give thanks that He created you. And God will help you. And He'll guide you. One thing I have had is that factor. When things stop, you know, you always have God, He's always there. Even though everybody else thinks it's bad, it's okay. I like to thank you for the same. The whole system. And I pray that this episode is helpful. God, you for the next time I come. That's good. Yeah. Well, thank you.